All right, I'm sure everybody is on this story by now. It's gotten bigger over the last few days. There is a Thai soccer team that is trapped in a cave over there. They are inside a flooded cave network, and they are not on their way to the surface, as was reported, and caused a little bit of a wave of optimism among parental units and the peoples of that land. Part of the concern here is this. They're in a cramped, pitch-black chamber inside this cave. Their coach thought it would be fun to take the boys down into a cave.
Okay.
Let them go exploring in a cave.
Sure.
And I could dig that. I mean, when I was a kid, had I known where a cave was, there's no doubt I would have gone down into it.
It wouldn't have been my scene, but I totally understand it.
Well, there you got to give the cage looking at, right? I mean, not just any cave. You're not just going to agree to walk in there, Michael, right? Any cave?
I don't know, man.
No cave.
I would have probably gone for any cave. I mean, now I'm not going to do it. I don't do nothing dangerous now. All I want to do is just get out of this thing with all limbs and everything functional.
Hmm. Donnie, ever been in a cave?
No. You know the answer.
Never
to that,
been
right?
in a cave?
No. Have you?
Yeah, I've been in some caves.
Carlsbad Caverns.
Well, they say they are, they are nearly 2 kilometers inside the cave and nearly a. Why can't we just do miles? Okay. And nearly 1 kilometer below the surface. And they got rescuers over there onto this, but this is getting very, very complicated because it is raining ass over there. And they are just absolutely trapped. They know where they are, and they're able to get some things down there to them. They say they've given food to the boys, starting with food that is easy to digest and provides high energy. They say they're taking the best care of them that they can, but still, this is a very, very grave situation that's been getting a lot of news coverage.
Now, how old are these boys again?
11 to 16.
And we have like one coach and how many boys?
12 boys and one soccer coach, all survived. What the coach did was, it's an initiation to the team. Like, swim to the wall of the cave and write your name and then swim back.
Okay.
And literally when they swam out, I don't know how far that was, a flash flood basically happened, forcing them deeper into the cave.
Right.
That's how they all got stuck and why all their backpacks and everything were still on the shore part behind them.
So they have nothing with them.
They have nothing. And then 10 days later, a diver pops his head up through these murky waters and they all freak out, obviously. They had one flashlight battery long gone.
Yeah.
Wow. So now you would think, and I know nothing about caves and rescuing and all that, that if a diver comes out and pops his head up, maybe that guy can bring gear with him, put it on a kid, hold that kid as he's diving to rescue. Like, okay, one by one, here we go, my man. Let's go and get the hell up out of here.
Well, right now, it seems like job one is doing everything they can to keep these kids alive down there. Because just about everything that I'm seeing is focused on that as opposed to any kind of rescue. They've been pumping air down into the cave to improve conditions. So they have they've located them. They know where they are. They've also been trying to drain the underground tunnels for several days, and at one point they were getting an estimated 1.6 million liters of water an hour out of there. But the rains are continuous, and almost as quickly as they could get out, more came in. Now, a final rescue option could see them lifted through the roof of the cave chamber to safety, either through a natural opening or a drilled entry point. They did find a hidden opening deep in the jungle last week during a rescue attempt, which gave them another way to enter the cave system. They say the natural chimney was at least 1.5 meters in diameter and at least 72 feet deep. God.
I read a couple articles on this. Go ahead, Mike.
No, go ahead.
Well, because in a worst-case scenario, assuming there's no cave-in or anything, these kids might be in there for 4 months.
Oh,
my because God. Their options are as follows. Yes, they can do some drilling, but they're unsure of the how sturdy all the rock is.
Sure,
and that obviously could end very poorly.
Uh-huh.
As Donovan brought up, there's apparently room. It's a very narrow cave dive, which in the Caribbean is about as dangerous of a thing as you can do. This is through zero visibility mud. Now, these kids, some of them can't even swim. So one of their options is to literally teach them either A, how to swim, and then B, how to scuba dive, and then one by one, with the help of one or maybe two Navy SEALs, I think they're sending actual SEALs, evacuate them one at a time. There's current in the water. It's not peaceful water, and obviously no visibility. So, like, only one person can fit through some of these areas. They would have to, like, hold the kid by the foot, have him not panic. A kid
right.
who, again, can't swim, doesn't know how to scuba dive, and they could panic. So the option to that is just to sit there and wait until the waters recede, which could be up to 4 months.
Seriously, my stomach is getting queasy just thinking about
that. Is that not insane?
Pat Morette, no doubt related to the former Ranger great Roger Morette, a rescue consultant, told CNN, worst case scenario is they have to dive them out, but it won't be anything like diving that most people recognize. It will be diving in what is effectively muddy water, possibly fast flowing with no sense of direction. You won't be able to tell what's up, down, or sideways.
Oh.
Okay, so Donovan, put yourself as not a strong swimmer.
Sure.
Okay? You're in this exact scenario, which we know you would not be in.
No, I'm with you.
You wouldn't have walked into the cave.
Yes.
Would you rather sit there for 4 months? Now, they are bringing in food. They're bringing in doctors. I guess one at a time, scuba diving to them. 4 months, or scuba out with a Navy SEAL tomorrow, or in a week after you learn.
I know.
Yeah, before any of that happens, they say that they're going to have to assess these kids for hydration status, adequate fuel supply, get their glucose level adequate. And then before they do anything, they're going to have to do practice dives.
Mm-hmm.
They got to practice. We talk about practice, man.
About. I would want.
We ain't talking about a game.
Mm-mm.
To get the hell up out of there. I understand. It's just, as a kid, I want out. And would probably say, I don't know if I could make it 4 months. I know they're shipping in food and all that, but basically I'm in a cave and it's probably cold and I don't have my binky. So I'm probably wanting to leave.
Man.
But that's not the smartest thing, I'm sure. But
like, I've scuba dived before, and I grew up on the water. I love swimming. I'm not sure I wouldn't panic.
Oh, I know I would.
If you're talking about confined, and I don't, what is it, 15-minute scuba dive? I don't know. Maybe it's 45, maybe it's 6 minutes.
Right.
I'm not sure. The panic chance could lead to death, and I think it's in all of us, no matter your swimming level.
Yeah, probably every time you've gone scuba diving before, you can see where you're going, right?
Crystal clear water in the Caribbean, and I'm a beginner, so 50-foot maximum, I think.
Okay, then imagine doing that where you can't see where you're going.
I'm not sure I wouldn't sit in there 4 months rather than try this.
Man, I'm not sure I wouldn't either.
Squeeze me through the rocks one at a time.
I think I might press my luck on just being able to wait it out.